KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
There are calls for stricter and regular vetting of people who work with children at schools. The latest data shows nearly 3% of screened school staff have criminal records. The screenings conducted between March last year and February this year flagged education staff for violent and sexual offences. Education expert Hendrik Makaneta says such individuals should not be allowed to work with children.
In the case of teachers, they only register once at the South African Council for Educators offices. That is where they produce police clearance certificate. And after registration, then that's it. You know, they can be with the children for 20 years. And, you know, even if something happens along the way, it is always difficult for anybody to know. That is why we have called on government to make sure that just like a renewal of driver's licenses, which is done every 5 years, these checks and balances, background checks, should be done every 5 years.
Makaneta adds that the education sector must balance strict background checks with ongoing staffing shortages. He says the welfare of the children should always be placed first. COSATU says the government must honour its commitments for a review of various fuel taxes. The promises were made in 2018 and in 2022. The Federation's calls comes as the fuel levy increase announced by the finance minister in his budget speech last month comes into effect today. Fuel levies make up around a third of the price consumers pay for products like petrol and diesel. COSATU says it is equally important that Eskom be guided towards reducing the price of electricity. The U.S. Embassy in South Africa says it so far received almost 50,000 inquiries about the refugee resettlement program in the U.S. President Donald Trump's offered asylum to white Afrikaner farmers who he says are facing racial persecution and are being targeted and killed. Our government has strongly denied the claims, explaining that the country has high crime levels that affect everyone. The first group of white South Africans arrived in the U.S. last month. The reports have emerged that a second group, nine people, arrived in that country last week, Friday. In a statement, the U.S. Embassy in Pretoria says it continues to review inquiries from those who have expressed interest in the program. And the German city of Cologne has begun its biggest evacuation since 1945 as experts prepare to defuse three unexploded World War II bombs. More than 20,000 people are being asked to leave, with officials going door to door checking homes and businesses are empty. The area includes 58 hotels, 9 schools and 3 bridges crossing the Rhine River. The top story, there are calls for stricter and regular vetting of people who work with the children at schools. It follows the latest data that shows that nearly 3% of screened school staff have criminal records, including for violent and sexual offences. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.